Our scripture reading returns to the prophet Isaiah. We're in chapter 30, and we'll begin with verse 18 and read to the end of the chapter. You'll find it in the Pew Bible on page 752. Now, Isaiah has been prophesying one of the most dreadful events of the Old Testament, the fall of Jerusalem, the Babylonian captivity of the people. That's the first half of Isaiah 30. The second half is one filled with grace. And we're reminded that it's not because God is mean that he judges people. In fact, he has a great purpose, even through their judgment of grace. And the second half talks about the restoration and the bounty of God's blessing for those who've been astray when they return to the Lord. And it shows us that the grace of God not only forgives us our sin, but actually works into us a new life, power for godliness. The passage is going to talk about them casting off their idols. That was the big issue, idolatry, the main one anyway. And they're going to despise them, or they're going to cast them off. It makes a statement. They're going to hear the teacher, the prophecy of Jesus, saying, "This is the way, walk in it." And people say, "Well, that's legalism." No, it's grace. Because God says, it's my grace that's going to do this. And you have wonderful expressions of what will happen when they return to the Lord and his grace is upon them. I often say in counseling situations, if you will return to the Lord, if you'll repent, and if you'll start obeying the Bible and living it, you'll be astonished how much further you get, how quickly in most cases, how much blessing will come into your life, far more than you currently think, because God is a God of grace. And these are remarkable pictures. It kind of reminds me of the end of a Disney fairy tale where the birds are flying in circles and the grass and the flowers are springing up. It's a very language it uses here. You're going to have rich and plenteous harvest. Your animals are going to work the ground happily. The sun is going to be like seven times the normal sun. It's going to be so filled with blessing. Of course, this is going to be literally fulfilled and more when Jesus returns. And that will be the ultimate fulfillment. Now, the other thing that's really interesting about this passage, alongside the bounty of God's wonderful grace, when we walk in his ways in faith in Jesus, in fact, interwoven in it are statements of God's judgment of those who oppressed his people. Part of his blessing towards his people is the judgment of those who have been their enemies and have oppressed them. And we're reminded here that the very God of grace is the God of justice. And certainly when Jesus comes back, the very scene we have here, what a statement it's made in verse 32. Every stroke of his justice will be accompanied to the sound of tambourines. What it means that on the one hand, there's feasting. There's a day of feasting for the people of God at that very event, the return of the Lord Jesus. Oh, those who have rejected him will suffer wrath. The passage ends, "For a burning place has long been prepared." Well, we can only say, together with the whole Word of God, believe in the Lord Jesus. You'll be saved. You'll be saved with great abundance. But the opposite is the terrible wrath of a holy God. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving Word, beginning at verse 18 of Isaiah 30. "Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you, and therefore he exalts himself to show mercy to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are those who wait for him. For a people shall dwell in Zion. In Jerusalem you shall weep no more. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as he hears it, he answers you. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teacher will not hide himself any more, but your eyes shall see your teacher. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.' When you turn to the right and when you turn to the left, then you will defile your carved idols overlaid with silver and your gold-plated metal images. You will scatter them as unclean things. You will say to them, 'Be gone.' And he will give rain for the seed with which you sow the ground, and bread, the produce of the ground, which will be rich and plenteous. In that day your livestock will graze in large pastures, and the oxen and the donkeys that work the ground will eat seasoned fodder, which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. And on every lofty mountain and every high hill there will be brooks running with water in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day when the Lord binds up the brokenness of his people and heals the wounds inflicted by his blow. Behold, the name of the Lord comes from afar, burning with his anger and in thick rising smoke. His lips are full of fury and his tongue is like a devouring fire. His breath is like an overflowing stream that reaches up to the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of destruction and to place on the jaws of the peoples a bridle that leads astray. You shall have a song as in the night when a holy feast is kept, and gladness of heart as when one sets out to the sound of the flute to go to the mountain of the Lord, to the rock of Israel. And the Lord will cause his majestic voice to be heard and the descending blow of his arm to be seen in furious anger and a flame of devouring fire with a cloudburst and storm and hailstones. The Assyrians will be terror-stricken at the voice of the Lord when he strikes with his rod, and every stroke of the appointed staff that the Lord lays on them will be to the sound of tambourines and lyres. Battling with brandished arm, he will fight with them, for a burning place has long been prepared. Indeed, for the king it is made ready, its pyre made deep and wide, with fire and wood in abundance. The breath of the Lord, like a stream of sulfur, kindles it. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.